Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. It's draft day, time for shot or no shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be Hawthorne Racecourse in the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Download it Derby Day a week from Saturday, baby. That's right. Get your tickets ready. Pick your horses and do it all on the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Shay W. Nordling.
Good morning, boys. Finally, draft day. Cappy's apparently least favorite day of the year, but favorite movie.
I didn't say it's my least favorite day. It's just... That's the first round's going to be fun. I'm excited to be out there, see what our Bears. Please, then let, after tomorrow, can we, Saturday, can we just get it over with, please? No more mock drafts from people who know nothing.
Oh, but Cappy, don't worry, because next week the draft grades come out. That's even better.
Those are even stupider.
The best 2 weeks of radio in the year, right now, this week and next week in the NFL draft. It is the greatest.
Then don't wait for the schedule to come out then, too.
Right.
It's a win, it's a loss, okay? It's a win, it's a loss, okay? A loss, a very tricky spot, okay? Well, so you got to get that, too. Outstanding radio. People love the NFL, Cap. You can't hold it back, by it. Nothing beats the NFL. Nothing beats the Bears.
The schedule's nothing. Cool because you go, oh, hey, Mindy, I'm not doing that post thing anymore. Let's fly, go to that game. That'd be a cool trip. Danny and Sylvie and Carm go every year somewhere. I think that's cool. My kids are too old now. I think it's cool that the three of them go do that with their sons. That's a cool day. The draft grades, Chicago got a C because they... Oh, shut up. You're a freaking media guy who can't... You get your free meal when you go to the game. You know nothing about how those guys are going to turn out in 3 years. And you're going to give grades? Stick it.
Okay. Same ones you quote and bring to the air every day. Those same people.
Here's well, it's good programming.
Oh, for programming, it's okay. Otherwise, you're dope.
Hey, listen.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Awful. I'm not going to say there's no truth behind it, but...
Well, no. If they're dopes, they should be off our air. We shouldn't talk about it.
Enjoy the moment that we're in, Kaplan. This is a
be
fun time
of year. Be where your feet are, as my wife teaches our kids. Be where your feet are.
I have a... I don't know what that means. I have a revised...
Don't worry about something else. Be where you're... Be present. In the present. Embrace the moment.
But I'm thinking about this girl from college, though. Go ahead.
I have a revised shot or no shot to start this off. I've been vocal again today that Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the wide receiver out of Ohio State, is my dream scenario for the Bears in this draft, whether they do it at 9 or manage to trade down. But every time Kaplan talks about his nightmare scenario now, he goes like this. Well, don't outsmart the room and take a wide receiver. You don't want to do all that. I just shot or no shot. Cap hates me.
That's a no shot.
I love you.
He does. Well, that's also a no shot. So there's a double no shot there in the same question.
Wow.
He respects what you do every morning to help him out. But I will say this. I'll say this. I'm just telling the truth. Right, Cap? Fair? Right.
Yeah.
Fair.
I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, listen, but again... This is from your purview of what you think of what the Bears need in the first round. You say not running back, not wide receiver, take care of the trenches. And again, Shay's thought is, hey, man, I can get to where I want to be faster if I just have more offense. That's what that's the idea. The old Bengal model. The Bengal way. Right? How Joe Burrow got to the Super Bowl.
Joe Burrow is, like, amazing. Justin's not there yet.
Yeah.
A, they had a much more competent offensive line than what we have. B, their defense light years better than ours.
You say their offensive line's more competent than ours?
Yes.
The Bengals?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And their defense far superior to ours.
Mm-hmm. It takes more weapons than that. I understand. But the answer is no shot. Cap doesn't hate anybody, actually.
I have nothing but love in my heart.
That's a no shot.
That's outrageous.
It's always taken too far. It's always just too far.
Why?
Can't you just meet in Illinois? It's either California or New York. It's in the middle. No, you don't have love in your heart for everybody. So that's a no shot.
That's probably true.
And a lie. Not even a joke. Just a lie. Flat out lying to the audience. There's that too. Come on now. Just get to Illinois. Shot. No shot. Nuance. Middle. There's some people I like and don't love, but, you know, it's fine. I love everyone. Lie.
I don't. You know, I do not have hate in my heart.
That's correct.
Like, I'm in a very good space about that.
You're welcome.
It took a lot of work to get to that point.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Shay.
All right, I want to ask quickly about the White Sox and their future. There was a caller.
Oh, God. The morning was going fine. Now you bring up these bums.
There was a caller on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday.
Yes, they are.
That went viral. Front page of a lot of websites this morning. This caller on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. You can hear it on the 3 o'clock hour of their podcast on the ESPN Chicago app if you missed it. Basically laid out all the reasons that the White Sox are 11 games under 500. Called a lot of the prospects that have come up busts. Mentioned that the farm system is terrible. Mm-hmm. Mentioned that the free agency acquisitions were kind of null. Shot or no shot, Hood. Hope is lost for the future of the Southsiders.
That is a no shot. Future meaning that something else could change. Near future, yes. Future, no. Because things could change, Cap. Things could change. And that change could be changing some of the parts on this roster. Changing the way you do business in the front office. There's a lot of things can be. So I can't speak for the future and say that there's no hope. That's not fair. But what I can say in the near future is, based on how they're playing, it does not look good. Absolutely not.
It does not look good. That is a very, very valid way to put it.
Because this is giving me 1986 vibes. Because 86, if you remember the 86 team, that team went 7-18, finished 72-90. Fifth place in the American League West at the time. The West. And this is when Harold Baines led the team with 21 homers and 88 RBIs. He had Fisk. That was La Russa's last year with the White Sox because Doug Rader and Fregosi, I think, took over after that. That's what it reminds me of. Could you imagine the team? Playoffs, no playoffs, 72 wins.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Did you see who North wants to bring back as manager? Did you see that?
La Russa. Yeah, of course. La Russa. I mean, you know, down and out. Bring him back in. Stop.
Tony, it's Jerry.
No, not again. Not again.
I need you.
Hey, you know what? Here's something that we can use, right? How many times have we used this phrase? Tell you what, this team's so bad, even Connie Mack couldn't revive this team.
Right.
Dead. He can revive this team. Now we can insert La Russa in there.
Right.
A Hall of Fame manager, La Russa, can revive this team. He couldn't.
Right.
He couldn't.
Right.
It's the personnel, Cap, but it's funny. A guy at the dry cleaners yesterday in Beverly sees me with a Sox cap on and goes, hey, what do you think of our Sox, huh? Probably got to get rid of the manager. I go, you're not looking high enough. You're going to put this on Grafal? You have not heard me one time this year say anything about Grafal. Not one thing. Neophyte at the job. There's going to be mistakes. He's never done it before. It's not like you've never seen losing before. After all, he's on the Royals bench coach. So he knows what that looks like when it's mm-hmm. bad, right? But now he's a leader of men. He doesn't know what to do. What's he going to do? What can he do to inspire that dead dog?
I will tell you this.
Tell me.
Luis Robert's 50, whatever it is. Horrible. His answer was, I'll take him out of the one hole and put him in the three spot. That guy looks lost. How about in the 7 or 8 hole and go, you want to come back up? Earn it. Nope. They struck out 10 of the last 11 times at the plate, 17 overall. You talk about curling up in the fetal position. They were horrific.
Let me just tell you something.
Embarrassing.
Shay, you have the numbers. I'm just going to say it briefly so we can move on. Last 5 games, 6 runs, 19 hits, hitting .122, 8 walks in 5 games, a team OBP of $1.75,
oh my
and
God.
55 freaking strikeouts.
They got outscored 19-2 in the series.
No clue. None. And then at the end of the game yesterday, a sad Luis Robert, a sad Aloy, sitting there like it's the end of the playoffs, like we lost. And just seeing the fireworks at the Sky Dome, they're just sitting there watching. And as Ozzie said yesterday, get out.
Did you hear him?
Get out.
Get out of the dugout, get into the clubhouse and figure out how you can figure it out tomorrow.
Don't just sit there and just watch, just try and figure out. Like, that doesn't mean that you care. Just get out of there. Get on the bus. Shay.
All right, I want to have two questions if we have time to get through this quickly. I want to start with the Giannis question about last night's elimination game in Milwaukee.
Tune in.
Giannis spoke after the game last night on what it meant to lose in the first round. Listen to this.
Thoughts there from Giannis?
You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay, do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know. And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal.
So bad.
Shot or no shot. Look, Giannis can say what he wants, but shot or no shot, this is a failure.
Shot! I love Giannis. He's maybe my favorite player in the league right now. He embarrassed himself last night. You're the one seed. Your team was built to win a championship. And you gagged your way out in five games to a play-in team? You let Jimmy Butler, who's a great player, beat your ass himself? You embarrassed yourself on the court, Giannis, you and your teammates. And then you went to the press conference. I'd like to play that whole snippet in its entirety because he asked Eric, the reporter, whoever that is, did you get a promotion at your job? No, that has nothing to do with it. You were built to win a title. Did we win or did we lose? We play the game to win. You guys gagged your way out. You probably got your coach's ass fired. Giannis Antetokounmpo, you were awful last night after the game. Embarrassingly bad.
And that's Shot or No Shot right here on ESPN 1000. And coming up, we'll have Around the NFL. Don't forget, it's a Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll have Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35. I'll give my thoughts on Giannis next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Draft Day in the NFL and Draft Day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. It's the Draft Thursday, but also a Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll have Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. All right, so before we get to around the National Football League, we want to talk a little bit about Giannis Antetokounmpo because, again, out of nowhere, the Heat, who have just been as average, I think, as the Bulls in the regular season, or maybe as below average as the Bulls have in the regular season, have found a way through the play-in and now into first round of the tournament to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks were the favorite to win the championship this year. And they found a way, thanks to Jimmy Butler, who has been fantastic. 42 points in 46 minutes. He scored 98 points the last two games.
Incredible.
I mean, he is the best player in the playoffs, and it's not even close at this point in time as we speak today. The best player in the playoffs, now, especially with Giannis out. Now, so we heard from Giannis, and let's hear from Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is after the game. Again, a surprise to everyone that the Bucks did not show enough fight. They won one game in the playoffs. Yep. You talk about gross underachievement for a team that's as talented as the Bucks. And Cap's talked about it. I've talked about it as well. You look at that roster. They're like Noah's Ark. They got two of everything. Giannis he's one of one. But the rest of that team, it's like they've got two of everything that you need. Two guards, two forwards. They got everything you need. And yet they underachieved. But here is Giannis talking to a reporter from The Athletic. Now, again, the relationship that Giannis and this reporter have, it's gone back for the last few years. They know each other very well. They're friendly with one another. But Giannis was frustrated yesterday after the loss. Let's listen to Giannis after the game.
I just asked Bud the exact same question, but I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay, do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know? And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know? Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no?
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball, you know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one. You know, I didn't want to make it personal. Because you asked me the same question last year, and last year I was in the right mind space to answer the question back.
So the thoughts there from Giannis after the game, talking to a reporter that he knows. They have a relationship the last 2 or 3 years, the reporter Eric from The Athletic. Okay, so my thought on it is very simple. Athletes look at losing differently than fans and maybe even some ownership. Ask the average player, do you feel like it was a failure? And they will say, no, because I don't believe in failure. I believe in being able to say, okay, we underachieved. We didn't reach our goal, but we're going to go after it next year. And so, obviously, Giannis is frustrated. But he should be frustrated at the 10 for 23 from the foul line. That's what he should be really frustrated at, is because even though the numbers look pretty eye-popping in the box score, he underachieved at the foul line. It could have made a difference for the Bucks to be able to salvage this series and keep it going. So that's on his shoulders. It's also on the shoulders of Mike Budenholzer, the way he coached in that game in the second half and in the overtime. Just odd how Budenholzer coached that game. So just like the players, the coaching staff fumbled it. But getting back to the point of Giannis, Cap, there's going to be a number of players that will always say, no, I don't feel like the season's a failure because we accomplished so much. We were able to win, have as many wins as anybody in the NBA. We got to the playoffs and we fell short. I see it as a failure as a fan because that team is better than that, but they didn't play that way. So to the average athlete, they would say, no, it wasn't a failure. I feel like we could have done better, but at least we got here. So I totally understand that. The failure happened on the floor. More so than the season for me. Look at how they performed. You have the most wins of anybody in the NBA. You're a number one seed and lost to the Heat. That should not be happening. So from his perspective, and I'm glad that he couched it by saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to make this personal, but he actually did make it personal, asking the reporter that he knows, hey, do you feel like when you go through your life, it's a failure? And the guy didn't say anything. I want Giannis to know something else too. When he talks about Michael Jordan, just briefly. Well, he says, those previous years that Michael Jordan didn't win a championship, do you think is a failure? Well, can I just tell Giannis something? To Michael, it was. To Michael, it was. Because all he cared about is winning a championship and being the best player on the planet. So, yeah, ask Michael, does he feel like those lean years of the Bulls leading into the championships, if that was a failure? Michael would say yes. So don't bring his name up. But also, ultimately, Cap, understand this. To the average athlete, ask him, ask Alex Brown, do you feel like that season was a failure? You guys in the Super Bowl, do you feel like the season was a failure, or do you feel like you underachieved? There's a nuance there with that.
So Michael Jordan and his teammates wore T-shirts. I'm looking at the T-shirt, and I've actually had a chance to ask Michael about this. The T-shirt said, it don't mean a thing without the ring, the year they won 72 games.
Yeah, I remember the
slogan. He also said, the Warriors, who won 73 and then lost to the Cavaliers in the playoffs, quote, the 73-win season doesn't mean S-H blank T.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because they didn't win. Cliff Floyd, not a Hall of Fame player, but a good baseball player. I asked him, Cliff, if the this was in 16, if the Cubs don't finish this off, they win 103 games, is it a failure? He said, it absolutely is a failure. He said, if you're a professional athlete and he qualified it, you're on a team that has a legitimate chance. We're not talking about the Oakland Athletics this year. If they squeak out 78 wins, you go, wow, they had a hell of a comeback. If you're built to win a title and you don't, you failed. The late George Steinbrenner, every year they have a meeting of every employee that the Yankees have, and there's hundreds of them. Big conference, big, huge auditorium. Mm-hmm. They're all in there. We have two goals here with the New York Yankees. One, win the championship. Two, the best customer service experience in the world in professional sports. If we fall short on either one, this organization is a failure. They've won 27 World Series.
Yeah. I mean, again, but again, that's in this gray world in which you're painting it black and white. There is some people, and again, you gave examples of those that feel it's a failure. I feel that they failed because it's the best team in the NBA. It just shows you how wide open the league is. That's right. One. But two, the old thing is like they were the most equipped to win a championship. I feel like they failed, but everyone's not built the same, Cap. It doesn't mean that Giannis is a loser because he feels like they didn't fail. What I'm saying is that he should know, if he's going to throw Jordan's name out there, know the history.
Correct.
Because that guy was wired differently than most. And again, it's not generational. I just think it depends on the team. It depends on the organization and the person to determine whether or not everything that you've gone through in the regular season, all the workouts, all the travel, and then you fall short in the first round as a one seed and you get beat by an eight. It's up to them to determine whether that is a failure or not. We feel differently, but he feels it doesn't mean that he's wrong. That's just his viewpoint. Well, he doesn't feel like the season's a failure. That's his choice, though.
He can feel however he wants.
But I want to make sure it's very clear. The history books will tell you, you as a one seed lost to an eight and an underachieving eight going into the playoffs. The Heat were maybe a tick, and I don't want to overstate it, maybe a tick better than the Bulls in the regular season. Maybe a tick, because they weren't shooting the ball well enough. I know you looked at the roster and said, why can't we get Max Strus and Duncan Robinson and all these guys? They weren't shooting the ball well. They barely made it in from the play-in. They lost to Atlanta first, if you recall.
Correct.
So, I mean, so whatever, Cap, whatever. Like, but he'll learn from this. He's been asked 2 years in a row the same question. This one went viral. And thank goodness, because some will say the reporter set him up. No, he didn't set him up. No, that's a hell of a good question to get that answer from him. Pretty good.
It was. Joe Lacob, who we love, the owner of Golden State, who said all I care about is championships, said, I'm on the collective bargaining agreement committee. The labor committee is in New York having dinner. There's six of us at this dinner. Michael Jordan, Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavs. He said, anyway, we're drinking, we're having a good time, we're eating dinner. There was a moment where Michael looked right at me and said, you know, 73 doesn't mean blank.
Yeah.
And he said he did it. Michael Jordan did that. And I looked at him and I just decided not to make a big deal out of it. I said, you know, you're right. We didn't win. We had to get better.
Everyone's different, though.
Right.
Now, if anything else, this should fuel the Bucks to say, we can't be in this situation again.
Correct.
And by the way, some don't want to admit it out, you know, out loud in a loud voice to the press and to the public. Hey, Bucks fans, we failed. You want to resign for your season tickets? I said, because I'm the leader of the team. We are a failure. You want to resign? You want to go back to Fiserv Forum and spend good money to see a team that might underachieve next year too?
How would people be reacting today if Giannis had said, it's a great question, Eric. You asked it me last year and I wasn't prepared mentally. I wasn't in he called it a headspace.
Yes.
To answer it. I will answer it tonight. Yeah, it's a failure. We were built to win a championship and we failed. We let our fans down. We let our families down. We let our coach down. We let ourselves down. And I am dedicating myself, and I hope my teammates are right there in lockstep with me. Whatever it takes, we're coming back here to win next year. Yeah. And if we don't, we failed again. Because this team has an open window with great talent.
It's a good answer. But again, you're braced with hindsight. He's right after the game, and he's just like, he can't believe that they failed. He can't believe that they lost. I can't believe that they lost, quite frankly, against an 8 seed in the Heat. But Jimmy Butler was all world, you know? So, I mean, that's how I see it. I think that it's a good question, And at least we got a chance to look into the soul of Giannis. Giannis is fun-loving and doesn't go after the press and doesn't go after teammates and all that. But he's laid it out there. You know, so obviously everyone's not wired the same. Doesn't make it, hey, they underachieved and they failed in our eyes. But to him, it's like, no, the season was a failure. Look at everything that we did, everything we got through, all the injuries, and yet we got here. But you fell short. Now what are you going to do about it? That's the question. Deal Breakers is next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Draft Day in the NFL and Draft Day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN Chicago. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
It's time for Deal Breakers here on Cap and Jay Hood as we tell you that the Sox will take on the Tampa Rays at the guaranteed rate is 6 o'clock start right here on the home of the White Sox ESPN 1000. The Sox lost against Toronto 8-0, 24 consecutive innings without scoring a run. The Cubs, they lost to the Padres 5-3. The Heat eliminated the number one seed Bucks last night 128-126 with an overtime victory. Time for Deal Breakers. Here's Shane Orling. Shane?
All right, boys, let's get started with Deal Breakers today. You have been talking to a woman on the apps for a few days, and you talk about meeting up for an actual date. The only problem is the day she's setting up for you both is also the night of the NFL draft, and your team has a huge franchise-altering pick. Are you going on the date with this girl, or are you telling her that the draft is more important to you?
First date, right?
Yep.
Boy, so interesting. Well, the first question we have to ask is what?
Is she hot? Yeah. Standard.
Shay?
Sure, you're going on a date with her. I assume you're attracted to her.
Okay.
My answer to this has never changed. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. I'm asking, is she hot to you?
Of course, otherwise you wouldn't be going on the date.
That's not true.
What, are you going on a date with girls you think are hideous?
Well, hold on a second. Is it a blind date? Is it someone you met at the gym? You're like, oh my God.
No, it's somebody you've seen and you've been talking to on the dating apps.
Ugh.
You know what she looks like. If she's hideous, you're not going on the date with her. I always assume woman, no matter what, is attractive to you.
Okay, so you've never met her. It's not like you've seen her at the gym. You're like, wow, I'm really smitten with this girl. That's an old word. I would really like to get to know her. And she says, I'm in Thursday night.
I'm really smitten with you. I'd really like for you to wear my pin. Will you wear my pin and my Leatherman's jacket? That'd be great. Hey, Mary Lou, will you come out tonight? Will you come out tonight? Will you come out tonight? Mary Lou, will you come out tonight? And wait, what is it, Andy Griffin?
Well, like,
did you say smitten?
Like if Jay Moore said, I got a girl I'd like to fix you up with. You'll like her. Whatever. It's the draft. Thursday's not going to work. But if it's someone like you're going to the health club every day and you're like, boy, who is that girl? I'm really into her. And you start to get to know her and you say, we should grab dinner one night. And she's like, I'm interested. Let's go Thursday. It's the only night I got free. Yeah, I'm going on the date. It's not a deal breaker.
It's actually not a deal breaker, actually. But you know the thing is, though, Shay, if she's not the one, you're going to feel like you wasted your Thursday night. Because it's nothing like being with the guys or at home by yourself, whatever, and checking out the first round of the draft. If that's something you've been looking forward to all season.
Yeah, that's if it's big for me, like, if I really want to watch the draft tonight, and I do, and I'm going on a first date with a girl, and she's like, Thursday's the only night I can do it. Can we get together Thursday night? This is happening to my buddy, who's been, by the way, for a week now, sending me, I want this player, this player, this player, doing long-form readings on seventh-round picks. I want this guy in the sixth, this guy. And he texts me yesterday and goes, I'm going to the Art Institute with a girl Thursday. I won't even watch the draft. Come on. Just let her know Thursday's not great. Let's get together this weekend.
I mean, he must be really into her to be able to pass up the draft. So, you know what? God bless him. I'd say, for me, it would not be a deal breaker, Cap.
It would not be for me. Yeah. I'll follow the draft on my phone. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm into her, absolutely getting together with her.
Now, some need to have that instant reaction on social media. Say if someone reaches or you get the pick you want to be able to be in the moment. That's hard to do that on a date. Because the significant other would be like, hey, are you into the draft, your phone, or me? especially on the first date. So you want to give her as much attention as possible. You want to learn about the individual, right? It's the first date. You want to see if there's going to be a second one.
Correct.
Or if you're going to smash against the avocados.
Right.
That night.
Yeah. It's, again, if it's someone I've met, and I'm like, boy, I'd really like to go out with her. And I've asked her, and she said, you know, Thursday, my schedule's like crazy. I'm traveling for work. I'm this. And, mm-hmm. But I could go to dinner Thursday if you want to get together. No, I got to lay on the couch and watch the draft. No shot. I'm on the date.
Shay Norley.
All right, boys. You've been using a blind dating app. It disguises the appearance of the person you're talking to, and your conversations have been fantastic. So you decide to set up a time for your first... All right. No. That's inappropriate.
So is there Braille on her chest?
Honey and I are walking around with our eyes closed.
You said blind date, so I don't know what that means.
It's not an app for blind people. It's a blind dating app where you don't see what the person looks like.
Oh, excuse me.
But you have wonderful conversations with this person.
Boy, but those are scrumptious, though. I didn't mean to touch there.
All right.
Sorry. What are those?
What are those? Holy bleep.
I'm in love. How do you know?
Well, my hands tell me.
It's like the draft. Good hands. Go ahead, Shay. You said blind date.
You set up a date for your first, quote, blind date, and you're really looking forward to it.
Wow.
But when you get there, this woman is your best friend's sister.
Yes. Your best friend's sister.
What do you do?
Is she hot?
All right.
Great question, Jay Moore.
Hey! Sorry.
Don't be touching that.
Sorry.
Okay, why can't I go out with my best friend's sister?
Best friend's sister. Is that a deal breaker?
It's a song by the Cars.
Best friend's sister.
That'd be my best friend's girlfriend. It's not a deal breaker. Not at all.
Talking about for the brother, though, right? Not the person that's trying to go and date the best friend's sister.
You got
to
get permission first, right? You can't just go full bore. Like, yeah, well, we're here now. F it. Let's do what we got to do. You got to kind of, this is awkward. Let's have dinner. If we really think the connection's there, we'll reach out, see if this is kosher.
You know, what's interesting about that, that's almost like having to ask the parents, right? Can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? Yeah, go to the brother too, Cap? You hear what he's asking like that. I mean, if it's parents, yes, right? Can I have your daughter's hand in marriage?
Yeah, I drove to Dixon and asked Ron Semitas, can I marry Mindy? And her mom, I asked both. But I went to the dad. That's how I was raised. That's what you do. And one date, I don't think I have to call the brother and go, hey, I met your sister on a dating app. We're going out. No. That takes the whole thing to a different level of scrutiny.
I asked Michelle's dad, like, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? And he said, sure, she's your problem now. That was the quote.
That's it. She's all yours.
She's your problem now. I would say that that's not... I see what you're saying, Shay. There has to be a conversation, right? Hey, yeah, I think your sister's hot, so...
Is this a permission slip situation where, like, look, man, your sister and I happened to coincidentally meet on a blind dating app, and now we have a really nice connection. We had a nice dinner together. Is this all good?
Now we're smashing avocado.
That's exactly right. Smashing on the avocados.
No, I think after one date is when I would Hoodie, can I have a second? I need to talk to you.
Sure.
Step in here. And, so I met this woman on a dating app. Had a great date. We went to dinner. Really? Yeah, I want to see her again, but before I do, I need your permission. Why my permission? It's your sister. Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
We went on one date. I didn't want to take it to a different level until I knew if there was a connection. I want to date your sister. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm blind. Go ahead. I can't see her.
Wow. She's hot.
The blind date after
Were you all born that way or it happened?
born that way. Well, you'd have no idea what you're missing.
That's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
If my best friend wants to date my sister and they have already went out once, it's like, is there really I could do about it? Because it's already happened once. And then now it's been revealed after they met on the line.
What if you flip it around? You're the brother and you find out that your best friend, Hood, Cap, has been seeing your sister. They've gone on 5 dates and he hasn't told you yet.
5 dates, a different story. What are you doing this weekend? Just hanging out. Then I'm lying to you. Then I'm lying.
Now you're being deceitful, right?
I'm keeping something from...
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing your sister for the last 3 months. What?
Cut that
You
meat.
See me every day and you didn't tell me?
Cut what meat? Wait a minute.
Cut that meat.
No, I think I would... After one date, and I know there's going to be a second, we're both into each other... I owe it to you to tell you that.
Yes.
100%.
First date, no, for a deal breaker. But if you've been doing this for 3 or 4 months and I don't know anything about it, how long have you been seeing her? 4 months? Really? I thought we had a better relationship than that. It's amazing, man. There's gold in them, their heels. Sometimes it messes up people in their perspective.
Correct.
More deal breakers right around the corner here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Draft Day in the NFL and Draft Day on your new home for everything Chicago Bears. Now back to Cap and J-Hood, ESPN Chicago.
Carmen and Yurko will be broadcasting live from Kansas City, the site of the draft, between 10 and 2 today. We'll crosstalk with the guys at that time. Waddle and Sylvia, they're going to be live from Soldier Field from 2 to 5:30 and on the ESPN Chicago app. We're telling you right now, it's a big day here for us at ESPN Chicago, the home of the Bears, because we got Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. They're going to take over the ESPN 1000 app and on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, from Soldier Field from 6 to 9, with business from DJ Moore, Cole Komet, and more. Bluck and Abdallah will be live hanging out with the Bears alumni from 6 to 9 on ESPN Chicago's YouTube. Cap will be live with some of the Bears alumni at Soldier Field. You can catch it on our YouTube and also Cap's YouTube as well. Recap David Kaplan on YouTube from 6 to 9. We've got a busy day. Also, Jay Moore is involved as well. He'll be at Soldier Field on the ones and twos. So, again, everyone being involved here on a busy day, draft day, right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Deal breakers. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys. You are running a business, and you hire a person to take on a leadership position within your company. Their first day at work, they show up to the introductory meeting barefoot. How do you react?
Get out. No shoes, no job.
Dang.
Shay.
Okay. I know where this is headed. First of all, is he working a bank?
First of all, is he hot?
No. He needs a shower. Does he work in a bank? Does he work in a doctor's office, in a healthcare facility, a hospital? Or is he in a facility where he's going to get a workout in, or maybe just did, because he's a football player? It's not a deal breaker.
Let's say he's potentially the quarterback of the New York Jets. Almost said football Jets. That wouldn't have worked.
He
showed up to his first meeting barefoot.
I thought he came off incredibly likable yesterday.
No, that's not the... That's, again... Your love for him and you want to drop trial for Aaron Rodgers is not the conversation.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, clearly, I want to have dinner with that guy. I want to lay down with Aaron Rodgers and have a conversation. Yes. So that's not the answer. Someone, and by the way, just answer the question right. You know you can't take that. That's repugnant.
What?
No, like bare feet?
Bill Walton.
He's a
Dave Corzine used to walk around campus at DePaul with no shoes on. And Ray Meyer's like, oh, my God, what did I get into here?
Yeah.
And became a hell of a player.
Yeah, became a hell of a player. Yeah, Dave Corzine, the only guy I've ever known to be booed in college and the pros in the same city. Go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, just to drop the bit for a moment.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Jets head coach Mo Salah did say that Aaron Rodgers showed up to his first meeting with the team barefoot.
Okay, so what?
No, you're just BSing the audience.
I mean, Cap, what if you're running a business and you're trying to get in touch with somebody who works for you in a leadership role, And they tell you eventually through a third party that they couldn't get in touch with you because their house was so large. They had bad service. You needed to be FaceTiming them. And since they didn't see in the FaceTime logs, they couldn't pick up the calls. Wouldn't that be a deal breaker? Again, to drop the bit, Brian Gutekunst yesterday said that Aaron Rodgers never had those conversations and he would have liked to have those conversations. So Aaron Rodgers at his press conference said, I have a beautiful house, but I have limited cell service. You have to FaceTime me. I never got those FaceTimes.
Look,
you're still going to shine him up like this beacon of light.
I think it's wrong that he did not find a way to talk to Gutekunst. And that they should have at least, man, you know what? This is not going to work. I'm moving on. Please get me to the Jets. Best of luck to Jordan. Here's my key card to the facility. Thanks for everything. Good luck to you. They should have had that talk. Both sides failed. If Brian really wanted to reach him, he'd have reached him.
How?
Hey, whoever his agent is, Jonathan, I got to talk to Aaron. Please make the call happen and call me back and let me know you reached him. And then he calls me. Aaron doesn't want to talk to you. Then it's totally on Aaron. There's none of this gray area. No, it's a convenient thing. We tried. He didn't want to talk. Well, I have bad Wi-Fi at my house. Stop. Both of you are lying. Period. You want to talk to him? You could talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Boy, if that was Giannis, though.
I love Giannis as a player.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it if he was walking around the facility with no shoes on his debut.
Who cares? Why do you care that he has no shoes on?
You would care.
I would not.
That's a lie. You would care because you are about decorum and professionalism. You want the job. You come into the facility with our standards. This guy comes in. He could just walk around with bare feet.
Well, hold on a second.
You would not like that.
Are you telling me
old school
that
cap?
He got out of the car in the parking lot and just walked in and didn't have shoes on? Or he was working out in the facility. All right, we got to go do this press thing. All right, be right there. Came from the locker room and walked in with no shoes on. I would have probably put my gym shoes on, my Jordans, and walked in. All right, good to be here. But that dude came off likable and all in.
Okay, that's not the question though. Just because you want to lay with him doesn't necessarily mean that he's answered.
Well,
yeah, you clearly do. You completely moved the goalpost for Aaron Rodgers. Any other athlete? Oh my God, the old cap, the coach cap. Your players walking the facility with no shoes. Hey, where's your shoes? I don't need them, coach. You'd get all over his ass because it's Aaron Rodgers and he's likable, and you want to have dinner with him. It's okay.
But that's not.
That's not true. You're not being genuine with the audience with
I'm
that.
I'm being totally genuine because as a college athlete, the coach sets the standards around here. As a pro, it's a player's league. Why did he need shoes to sit up there at a press conference?
Do y'all remember the policy, no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Right. Right. Exactly right. I mean, but Cap, because he is so in love with Aaron Rodgers, which is the weirdest thing as a Bears fan, is to love the guy that he can do whatever he wants. If he wants to come in there naked, that's good for me.
Let me ask you a question.
So I can take a look.
Do you remember when Jim McMahon... You're sick.
Packer checker.
Do you remember when Jim McMahon got drafted by the Bears?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. He stumbled out of the limo with... been drinking beer from the airport, and he walked in with his beer to meet the media. And everyone's like, that's unprofessional. Who cares? Was he a good football player? Did he lead me to the Super Bowl? You're damn right he did.
Ooh, if that was an NBA player. Oh, that'd be so different. But because it's Aaron Rodgers, then you're all in. He could go in there naked. Nice package. Can we have dinner? Seriously, it's different.
He's got to be careful walking around barefoot, Cap. He's going to get COVID toe again.
That's on him. But I have no issue that he didn't have shoes on. Who cares?
You care. You'd care. Because as someone, as a leader of men who's been a coach, there's no way you'd allow that. No way. You? No shot. It's true. Listen, if you're not going to say it, I'll speak for you. You would not allow that. Put some shoes on. You can get injured like that.
I disagree. I will disagree.
Because it's Aaron Rodgers.
No, it wouldn't matter. If the Bears draft, pick the guy tonight. They draft Paris Johnson. And his phone rings. This is Ryan Poles. We're picking you right now. Welcome to Chicago. We're sending a limo in 10 minutes. It's going to be at your house. We're flying you to Chicago. You're meeting the media tomorrow. Okay, I'll be there. And he walks into Hallis Hall, and he's going to sit up there and have a press conference. Doesn't have shoes on. Do I care?
You care.
Can you block?
You'd say, what kind of slacker beatnik is this guy? What's wrong with this guy? Doesn't he have shoes?
And he says to you, don't worry about my shoes. I'll keep your quarterback upright. I can block.
I left my shoes on the plane, coach.
Yeah, exactly. And then he comes a bust. Remember that guy? He came to the press conference with no shoes. I should have known. Take that. That's your commentary. Of course that's not professional. Where's your standards, Jets? That's why the Jets are the Jets. Once you're a Jet all the way.
Jets line, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Burning ticket in the pocket.
See, damn right.
See, none of this is genuine. There's no, like, deep dive of, like, a research on it. It's just like, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, Lions are better. I'm in. Longtime Lions fan? Nope. I'm just in. No analysis. Just trying to win money. And, folks, that's David Kaplan. Coming up, we'll hear from the great Alex Brown, his thoughts about the Bears in the draft. That's in 2 minutes right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet.